These are the letters, first from Charles Galloway of Beulah, North Dakota, concerning the article Mouth House from July. Thank you, Pastor Honeycutt. You finally hit upon the real purpose for being the church, to tell one another about Jesus and who Jesus is. The church, including the ELCA, has many wonderful programs, and we spend millions of dollars on projects, missions, and gimmicks to win people over for Christ, but very seldom do they include verbally challenging one another, asking one another, and telling one another about Jesus. We even quote the phrase, I'm not sure by whom, because several people have been given credit for it, proclaim the gospel and, if necessary, use words. It's a very good quote, but we misuse it by doing everything but use words. Many studies show that church attendance and activity is decreasing. Much of that is due to the fact that one may hear about Jesus from church professionals, but not from fellow Christians and members and associates. Churches who are excited about the gospel and ones who proclaim Christ usually grow. They're being nurtured by one another. And the world is hungry to hear about Jesus, but nobody is joyfully or excitedly telling the story, so the church dies. The bottom line is we need to hear the good news of Christ and as a result know Jesus in our heart, then tell the story as though it was our own. This from Eileen Safford Libengood on the article A Faithful Witness from June and July. Since it was set in the South, I was guessing Methodist or Episcopal, but Sweet Magnolias is a sweet little show. Regardless, I like seeing a black female pastor. Faith definitely comes through, but without the overt trappings of evangelical or fundamentalist movements. Mary Fisher Dixon writes, I love this series, and the women in it are so fabulous in the parts, and the writing itself show women as strong yet complex. The actors bring to life a small town. I hope for many more episodes in the coming seasons. And this from Bob Lawrence of Fremont, California. I was in the process of reading some of the back issues of Living Lutheran and came across the May 2020 issue. Members of my church, Christ the King in Fremont, California, have just finished a book in our book club that blended well with one of the letters from a writer from Billings, Montana, referring to white privilege. The book was authored by black pastor from Messiah Lutheran Church in Vancouver, Washington. His name is Lenny Duncan, and he has his head screwed on straight, and he does a great job of defining systemic racism. I would recommend this book to anyone, and the last sentence of the letter is what grabbed me. Please keep up the work that Christ demands of us to love and serve our neighbors as we want to be loved and served. We seem to be on the right trail if we do not lose our direction. And this letter from F.C. Chuck Humphrey of Pocatello, Idaho. Kudos for the May 2020 issue. On the content of your May 2020 issue, I always read Frank Honeycutt's essay first, and this time I clipped and saved it for my speech file as a reference for a church-related presentation. I especially enjoyed reading the I'm a Lutheran about Richard Johnson, a master gardener and a Lutheran in Mesa, Arizona. As a former USDA Extension Service employee, I've seen the Master Gardener program grow from a one-state offering to an award-winning adult education program in every state. Keep the crossword puzzle section in your magazine. It's the only one that I'm successful at solving.